We've got a busy high school basketball scoreboard from last night, and the Missouri Tigers go down to defeat at Auburn. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Crace with Ecom Sports Network. Let's start with the Big Springs High School Basketball Tournament. They kicked off the boys' bracket yesterday, and it was Alton a winner. The number two-seeded Comets beat Summersville 68-42. Kanan Heck led the way for the Comets with 17 points. Ellington beats Couch 66-37. It was Van Buren over Winona 50-45, and top-seeded Bunker beats Eminent 66-51. West Plains Lady Zizzards win again last night. They're now 18-1. The number one ranked Zizzards beat Rogersville 53-39. Ashton Judd led the way with 25 points. Mackenzie Brunson had 11. Mammoth Spring Bears get another victory. They beat Crowley's Ridge Academy last night 79-44. Bears were led by Aiden Burns with 27 points. Cole Young added 19. Mammoth Spring Bears now 17-7 on the season. 7-2 in conference play. At the Mountain Grove Boys Tournament, Mountain Grove beat Dora. Marshfield a winner over Mountain Grove JV. And in the Sparta Boys Tournament, Gainesville defeats New Covenant 54-36. Other games around the area last night, Norwood beats Bakersfield 64-47. Linking a winner over Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty 72-66. Melbourne gets the better of White County Central 56-53. K-City beats Rosebud. Walnut Ridge knocked off Manila. Sloan Hendricks a winner over Cedar Ridge. Piggott beat Hoxie 75-52. Girls action last night, it was Kabul over Niangua. Licking beat Salem. Catholic a winner over Dora. Salem, Arkansas a winner over Tuckerman 57-33. Cedar Ridge beat Sloan Hendricks. Viola a winner over Calico Rock 69-29. And the Melbourne Lady Bearcats win again. They beat White County Central 71-15. Mountain Home loses last night to Greenbrier. The Missouri Tigers roller coaster basketball season continues. After getting moved up to number 12 in rankings yesterday, the Tigers go down to Auburn and lose 88-82. Missouri was led by seniors Jeremiah Tillman and Drew Smith, who scored 42 of Mizzou's 82 points. Missouri plays host to TCU in a Big 12 SEC Challenge on Saturday. Well, a game of two very distinct halves last night up in Springfield. Visiting Drake held Missouri State to just 6 field goals in the final 20 minutes, and they escaped the JQH with a victory over the Bears 68-61. Now, Missouri State was led by Gage Prim. He had 18 points, a career-high 16 rebounds. Isaiah Mosley posted 17 points and 10 rebounds. Marked the second straight game that MSU has had two players in double-doubles, but the win would have been better. Again, Missouri State going down to Drake 68-61. College basketball tonight, Arkansas plays host to Ole Miss, and Missouri State will play host to Drake, game two of that two-game series. Well, the latest state basketball rankings are out in Missouri. The Thayer Bobcats still ranked number 4, and the boys class 3, Hartville, is at number 1. Greenwood is number 2. In the class girls, class 4, the Donovan Lady Dons are at number 7 this week. And in the girls class 5, the West Plains Lady Zizzards hang on to that number 1 ranking. And the Major League Baseball writers voted for the Hall of Fame inductees yesterday. No one received the required 75% of the vote. Curt Schilling, Barry Bonds, and Roger Clemens were the top vote getters, with about 60%. No one going into the Hall of Fame this year in Major League Baseball. On behalf of the baseball writers, the Veterans Committee will meet later this year. I'm Mike Crace for the Ecom Sports Network. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.